Dan Hanley on the score. We're delighted to welcome in Phil Emery, the new general manager of the Chicago Bears. Well, not that new, Phil. You've been around long enough to have redone the roster a little bit, to get a look at your guys the last day of training camp here and to see one preseason game. What do you like so far? How do you like the way things are coming together for you guys?
Well, you know, the thing that really hits home to me right off the bat is just the support that we've had here. Tremendous fan support. I think we're about to set a record in fan attendance. Really hit home to me the other night, Thursday night, and watching our fans come back from underneath the fans after the lightning and thunder that occurred and sticking out and staying through the fourth quarter. And that says a lot to me about the intensity of our fans, about the excitement. And it's great being part of that.
Well, you know, there's definitely a buzz here, in Bourbon A in particular. And then when you talk to national people, you know, Bears fans have you contending for the Super Bowl. And Brandon Marshall here is really excited. People, anyone who's come down to camp, your eyes are naturally drawn to him when he's playing catch with Jay Cutler. And then we talked to someone like Michael Lombardi. And he said, well, Phil's got another half dozen movies he's got to make by October for this thing to really work. And it stopped me cold. I'm, wait a minute, I thought most of the heavy lifting was done, but I guess it never really is for the general
manager. No, it's not. And, you know, I read Mike's article and with great interest and listened to him. And he's absolutely right. Your roster should never be set. You should never look at any one day and saying, boy, we're right where we need to be. You have to plan forward. You have to be in a constant search for better players, making your team more competitive and giving you a better chance towards your goals of winning championships.
You brought in a couple of linebackers here recently, and obviously everybody looks at that and says, well, those aren't huge name guys that you expect to be challenging for starting spots. Those are guys that might be working to make a roster spot. That's probably a good sign, because that means Brian Urlacher will be back. Brian says, don't worry, I'll be back. But everybody's going to be trying to keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on and looking for little hints and clues. And Brian said yesterday, flat out, he'll be here for the opener. Almost announced that he doesn't need a training camp or might not participate in training camp. But at the same time, the headline is Urlacher's coming back. Have you been surprised by the amount of interest in the situation with Brian? Do you understand where everybody's coming from with the importance of not just that position in the defense, but that player to the organization?
No, not surprised with Brian. Obviously, I was here, Mike, when he was drafted, and that's a tremendous player who's a, you know, future Hall of Fame player and is a cornerstone guy of our team. Surprise and interest, absolutely not. I liked what Brian said. We're going to be careful in the approach, and we're working with Brian, and that's a day-to-day approach. And the most important thing is that he is ready for the season, and that's the goal. And again, that'll happen day by day.
A lot of scrutiny on the offensive line coming into camp, and I guess after the first game, still a lot of scrutiny on the offensive line, left tackle in particular. Was there more than a temptation to do something in the offseason to shore that up, or did you figure with Mike Tice and his schematics and this group that you would be able to get by and you had other priorities to address first and foremost?
Well, Brian, I would never look at any position in terms of get by, okay? We wouldn't use those phrases. Certainly understand where you're coming from. We look at every position on the team and how we can make those positions better to make the team better. And again, that's constant scrutiny. So as I mentioned in our first day in the press conference when I met with the media, how the roster looks today may be different on how it looks on opening day. Obviously, with cut downs, you're looking at every player that would possibly be available. You're still looking at the unrestricted or the prior unrestricted free agents that are still out there. We look at our roster every day and try to figure out what move we can make or could make to make it better. And again, that's an ongoing process with every position on the team.
As you look at this team, and obviously there's a lot of very big name players, for lack of a better expression. I mean, you know, Jay Cutler is known around the league. Brandon Marshall, those guys have been together before. Peppers, Urlacher. I mean, a lot of those guys, Forte, you gave the big contract to. A lot of those guys weren't available in the first game. Do you throw out the results? I mean, you obviously look at a lot of the backups, and it helps you understand the roster. But 3 points from the high-powered offense has got to be a little bit of a disappointment.
Well, we never throw out the results, and that's scouting, coaching, playing evaluation goes hand in hand. So you're looking at every player and every situation. I was encouraged that, you know, our defense came out, and although they gave up a little yards in the beginning, they ended that first drive, the result was a pick. They made a big play. Our offense came in, you know, we had a fumble. Our defense responded, stopped him for 3 points. So I see that as a positive, that the players on the field were certainly capable of producing at a high level. Can we get better on every area of the team? Absolutely. And I think you saw how the players responded. If you got a chance to focus in on practice, that our players responded very well. They've said it publicly. They know it. They're held accountable. They expect better things of themselves. And they certainly are showing that they understand that through their efforts and their practices. I think our best two practices of the year have been the last 2 days.
I hate to say assuming health, because in the NFL, you can't assume health. But we saw last year when Jay in particular went down, Matt Forte, the playoff train pretty much stopped in its tracks. How would you define a successful season for the Chicago Bears this year, assuming health? Assuming you, for the most part, you have your starters going, you have your stars going. Anything short of the playoffs, can that be considered a successful season? Say you have 10 wins and yet, you know, the Packers are still off the charts or whatever. Is it playoffs or bust in your mind?
I don't know about playoffs or bust. Obviously, that's the goal, and it's progress towards the goal. There's a lot of things that happen during the season, Brian. I certainly understand that the parameters that you're laying out. This team is a good team. It has good NFL talent. It's capable of moving forward, being in the playoffs, being in the mix, striking towards a championship. That's the expectations of the players, our coaches, and certainly mine, and the Bears overall.
How good's Cutler? Is he a franchise quarterback? Everyone says
certainly a franchise quarterback. You know, I knew Jay from evaluating him in college. I saw all the tape from last year and carefully went back through every tape throughout the summer. And the more you watch Jay, the more impressed you become. I mean, the arm strength is outstanding. Continuously in practice, you see the holes in the tight windows that he can place the ball in with zip and accuracy. There isn't a throw that he can't make. I was watching last night on tape the number of 50-yard throws that he routinely, how the hell is that?
Routinely, yeah.
Still early, isn't it?
Yeah.
That he makes during the course of a practice. Just outstanding. His leadership, the vibe that he has with Brandon, and how they hold each other accountable, very impressed. Certainly, he's a franchise quarterback that can lead us to a championship.
Is that why he needed that weapon? You know, obviously not just, you know, since Jay came here, he talked about the big receiver. And, you know, you just think about the windows that a quarterback is throwing into. And when you have the water bug type guy, you know, quicker, faster, but you're talking about small windows. With Brandon Marshall, we're seeing a guy that it's like thrown to a three-car garage.
Yes. You know, I've always been in favor of big receivers. And I think part of that process when I left the Bears, when I was here, we had Marcus Robinson, we had Marty Booker, who had some size and certainly could extend up for the ball. Went to Atlanta Falcons, and Michael Vick, who has, you know, Jay and Michael have very comparable arm strength. The bigger the targets, the more accurate he became.
Huh.
And we certainly try to provide him with big targets, you know, Roddy White, Michael Jennings, those type of Laurent Robinson, who we brought in while I was there. You know, that opens those windows. It makes them a little large. In the difference in NFL is inches. It's not feet. So if you can get a bigger player that provides a bigger catch window, we're moving forward.
You have a huge investment, this organization, huge investment in Julius Peppers, and it's paid off rather well since they made that investment. Was there a temptation to go out and get a bookend for that defensive line in the offseason? Obviously, you didn't do it. The one guy, Mario Williams, ends up in Buffalo. And a lot of people look at Shea McClellan, your first-round draft pick, and a lot of people are scrutinizing and say, well, he's a linebacker of the future. They're trying to connect maybe some dots. I'm sure you hear it from season ticket holders, but people are trying to project what exactly you were going for, maybe with the draft choice, you know, looking down the road, not just this year.
Right. Hopefully we've made it clear, you know, what Bryant or what Shea brings for us. He brings us somebody that has speed off the edge, which fits the system. And we really look at Shea, who had, you know, we counted about 300 or so odd rushes in his last 2 years of his career. He's still a developing rusher. What he is he's a great doubles player, to give the tennis analogy. He's a guy that can help your team rush, move towards the goal of being an effective rush unit. He's not always going to look like the best singles player because he's not at that stage in his career. He's developing as a rusher. What we drafted was a very good football player, a very instinctive player, and I think that showed up Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, once you got a chance to see his relentlessness and you got a chance to see him finish plays, you know, the other issue was we talked to him last week. He seems so down on himself. He's a young guy that wants to do well. So, you know, that's football character stuff. When a guy gets down on himself that much, it means that he has higher expectations and that he's going to try to meet them. So I took that as an encouraging sign.
Yeah, you hit it on the nail, Mike. You know, listen to Julius Erving one time, and they asked him about, you know, what is it that brought you the success? How did you get where you wanted to be? He said, because I had a higher expectation of myself than anybody else possibly could have. I see that in Shea. When he gets down on himself, I don't see that as a bad thing. Obviously, he's got to learn to relax in some situations, but somebody that expects that much out of themselves, that's the guy you're looking for.
Okay, Phil Emery. Phil, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming by the tent. And
especially in football weather like this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
The air, huh?
Couldn't be better than this. What a preparation for November, right?
Oh, boy, here we go. Wait till we get some snow going and some flurries at Soldier Field and that hard ground starts barking at people. Phil, thanks a ton. Really appreciate it.
Enjoyed
Best of luck to you.
Enjoyed
Phil
it.
Emery, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. You're listening to Mully and Ailey on The Score.